I'm with you from here.
Just one halakha in the laws of Lash, that is making a dough, which is one of the 39 milachot on Shabbat. The question is, certainly one is not allowed to add water to a flour on Shabbat. That alone would be asur, or the more so to actually knead it would be isur deoraita. Our question is on other items. For example, a common case is making tahine on Shabbat. The way one makes the tahine, he buys a pre-made jar, which is really like a paste of tahine, and it's not really edible in that form, it's more in the concentrate form. And one adds water and some lemon juice and some salt and some other ingredients, and you mix it. So would that be a problem of kneading? Well, what's the problem? Seemingly, when you add the water to it, you're taking something that was a hard consistency mass, and adding the water, you're only making it into like a liquid. You're making it loose. The issue is that when you mix the tahine with the water, before it becomes soft consistency, it actually becomes thicker and hotter, and more of a mass. And therefore, the question is it considered lash at that stage? And therefore, it would be forbidden to make tahine on Shabbat. That is the opinion of the Shemirat Shabbat Kelcheta, that because of that middle stage, before it gets loose, it becomes thick together, so therefore it's considered lash and it is asur. However, the Menuchat Ahava, Rabbi Moshe HaLevi Alav HaShalom, in his Menuchat Ahava, is lenient to make tahine on Shabbat, so long as one makes it right before the seuda, meaning before he's about to eat it, because there's an opinion of the Rashbah that says that if you do kneading right before eating, it's permissible, it's considered achilah, it's considered eating, the preparation for eating, and especially according to an opinion of the Chazon Ish that says that something that is kneaded already once, you're not subject to kneading it a second time. The tahine that you're buying in the jars already in its in the paste form was already kneaded into that stage already. So there's opinions that say en lisha ahalisha, and we have to add to the fact that the final stage of the tahine is a soft consistency. So that hard mass that's formed is only a temporary situation. And therefore, it's called the melacha she'ena mitkayemet. It's the melacha does not remain in such a state. So with all those heterim or leniencies, the Menuchat Ahava is lenient again, only samuch le'sa'uda, and he writes that one should be careful not to mix it in the normal fashion, meaning a strong beating. But if he lightly takes the spoon and he mixes it, which is not the normal way that they would make it, let's say during the week, where you would beat it, hard in order to make it, very fast like that. But on Shabbat, you should do it bederech shinui, and then it would be permissible.